Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. We trying to get Gary down and laid on this episode, but she's so mean, the pussy ain't gonna never get into. We also talking about coronavirus, eating the bat shit. Don't eat bat shit. Bat shit ain't good for your neck.
Talking about the babies.
Oh, we talking about the babies, how I got custody of my babies downstairs that I call my great babies. I don't want them to hear me. So we talking about how all of that shit went down and how my family is.
You know there's a t-shirt, right?
There's several recordings of it.
Oh, yeah. But they don't listen. They so, Gary, I don't let them see none of that bullshit. So right after this, listen, y'all, stay tuned and you can hear all the good shit coming up on this episode of The Pat Down with Chris Sick Ass.
I still don't think that anything's gonna come of it. I don't
know. Nah. Oh, of what? Of Trump?
Yeah, nothing's gonna
happen. I don't think they're gonna remove him.
No.
But I think it's more to fuck up his legacy.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how karma is? Like, and I know a lot of people go, oh, you don't know the fuck you talking about, Miss Pat. I'm like, oh, you don't know the fuck you talking about either. Like, if you look at Trump, you could tell how much he really hated Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck Obama did with him at that steak dinner that night when he was talking about
him. He roasted the fuck out.
He did roast the fuck out of him. But I evidently, nobody has ever talked to Trump like that in public. And he, you know, a lot of shit that he just rolling back and switching up, that fucking up Obama's legacy pretty much. Anything that he thought he did good, he's fucking putting an end to it. I mean, this motherfucker's so evil. He said, fuck Michelle Obama healthy kids lunch. You niggas can eat ravioli and spaghetti as much as you want to. I know that's kind of extreme, but how evil are you not to give a fuck what the kids eat? I mean, all them good old carrots and shit, all this obese and these fat ass kids. And I gotta tell you, my kids were so mad at Michelle Obama when she went in there and changed that lunch and all that good food left that goddamn cafeteria.
Yeah.
But you gotta look out for the kids too, because we are a fat ass country. And this dude literally last week said, fuck y'all, feed your kids what you want to feed them.
Right. It is. And so there are a lot of people, including myself, like during the Obama years, saying like, hey, if you do everything through executive order, you could get somebody who will overturn all that. Nobody expected Donald Trump, though. Like, you didn't expect somebody as petty as he I'm going to do the exact opposite of everything that guy did. Mm-hmm. Like, because you thought, oh, well, like a Bush type Republican might come in and undo one or two things, but like
school lunch is like the pettiest shit. Right. It's the most pettiest shit. I mean, this is how petty our president is. He would say, now you can say Merry Christmas again. Nigga, ain't nobody never told us we couldn't say Merry Christmas.
Right.
I've been here 40 something years. No, now I know they say Hanukkah and they say Happy Holidays to respect other people's religion, but ain't nobody literally told this country they could not say Merry Christmas. And people was out there celebrating. You can say Merry Christmas again. I'm like, where the fuck y'all get y'all news from? Ain't nobody never told a nigga they can't say no Merry Christmas.
Right.
Anybody ever told you can say Merry Christmas?
No, I don't think so.
There's never been, even that I've known jobs to say Happy Holiday.
Yeah.
Right.
But nobody, I mean, when you in your household, nobody ever took the Merry out of Christmas.
It's like a fake victimhood that boomer Republicans specifically have kind of crafted for themselves. Like, we're the victim of a changing society or changing demographics. It's like, no, you're not. Like, we've talked about it here.
Old white men.
Last year during the Super Bowl, it was, you know, a lot more ethnic faces, like a lot of Mexicans, black faces. And you saw on Twitter all these Republicans bitching about that. And I'm like, no, it's just the fact that Miss Pat's kids deserve to see somebody that looks like them in the commercials. They're not trying to replace you, quote unquote. But that's sort of the victimhood mentality that a lot of people, you forever growing up in Republican circles, all you ever heard was, oh, the liberals, the Democrats make victims out of their followers or the people that vote for them. And now they've done the exact same thing. For whatever talk of personal responsibility there ever was, or snowflakes, you everybody just went through the holidays. You had that one boomer uncle who's just watching too much Fox News. It's like, oh, they're just trying to erase
me. That's your house, not us.
Well, yeah.
That's your house.
Ours was on the opposite end of the spectrum, though. I mean, you have people in your family who hated white people just for being white. I've got people in my family who hate white people for just being white. Like, I mean,
and you got people... that hate black people being black, so we got to all get a part of this piece of cake. I don't think my family, like, being honest, I don't know if you can say the word hate when it come down to certain people. I think it's like not understanding them.
Yeah.
Not understand. And like, I think my family had more fear of white people. My current family now that I don't fuck with have more fear of white people because you, and I tell people all the time, you just don't, when you don't understand something, sometimes it scares the shit out of you.
Yeah. We were talking the other day about the Martin Luther King book. He wrote a book, Why We Can't Wait. Mm-hmm. Because during the civil rights era, why are we doing this now? Why can't we just wait? Let's just mm-hmm. wait for another thing.
Yeah, they always try to push it off.
Yeah, and you always hear that now in certain respects. Like, why are we bringing this up now? Or I it's not that I disagree. It's that we shouldn't talk about this, or this shouldn't be the way that this is. You know, and that's always like the common thing. It's, I don't know anybody in my family who outright hates black people. It's that they're offended by black culture. They're offended by having to have a discussion about it. It's sort of what like Dion
has
said. Uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable with it being put into their face for the first time in their lives.
Well, you should be uncomfortable. That's the only way we're going to make this world better. And that's what's wrong with us. We don't tackle shit that make us uncomfortable. It's like, it's almost like going to the gym. You know you fat, you know you unhealthy, you know your legs hurt, and you need to go to the gym, but you don't want nobody to tell you fat and you you fat and you gonna die and if you don't get the fuck up off your ass. Right. It makes you, it's like that. People don't want to be uncomfortable.
Especially when you don't have to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, when you're in your right. own little bitty world and you don't have to really deal with people that don't look like you and you don't really have to deal with issues that don't affect you, so then you don't give a fuck. I tell people all the time, literally, me living in a nice neighborhood, me changing my life, I almost didn't have a clue that the shit that was still going on, like with kids not eating and the abuse, the level of abuse that was going on. Because, you know, I got my kids in a better place. So a lot of times when it don't affect you, it don't come up or you really don't give a fuck It was the weirdest shit. Somehow, I'm riding down 285 in Atlanta. And I get a phone call from my niece out of nowhere, who I haven't heard from in a long time. And she was like, Auntie, can you? Is there any way, if you're in town, can you please get me something to eat and get my baby some Pampers? And I was like, look, crackhead, bitch, I ain't giving you no money, but I'll come over there and buy you something to eat. And I was like, where are you? And she was like, I'm off Glenwood Road in Atlanta, Decatur. No lie, y'all, that was my next fucking exit. And I said, okay, God, I see what you're trying to do. All right, God. I said, I ain't with this bullshit, Lord. I don't need this. So I go over there to them, and oh, my God, it was so cracked out. Fucking drug dealers everywhere. People selling pussy. And I was like, fuck, people still doing this shit?
Right.
And I was blown away. So I go up and to this fucking hotel. And it's my niece and kids I got now who live with me. And it was a little, she was pregnant. And it was two girls and a boy. And I was like, where the daddy at? She was like, well, he in jail for armed robbing, but he ain't do it. They always putting stuff on him, but he about to get out. And so I buy Pampers and I buy food.
Wait, he was in jail for armed robbery, but he ain't do it?
They're always
what?
They're always putting it on him.
Was he using his feet?
Thank you. For
I ain't use my fucking arms, nigga.
Nigga, this feet robbery.
If he was there, he fucking did it.
Listen,
like what?
It's not that I'm a fan of the criminal justice system, but sometimes where there is smoke, there is fire.
I'm like, just saying.
They weren't just putting it on him.
I know. I was like, so she be like, but he about to beat Dick Case. You know, old ghetto ass. He about to beat Dick Case because that's what we do. We beat cases around here. I'm like, bitch, you living in a hotel room. You need to be beating a job at a motherfucking place where these kids stay. So, I'm in town for like a week or so hanging out in Atlanta. So she called me again and she said, well, Auntie, we getting put out of our hotel room. Can you help us? And I said, well, where you want me to take you to? Cause I'm not giving you crackhead motherfuckers no money. And so, I go back over there. I'm giving her money and she got her little son who I have now who's fucking 12 years old. And she said, well, he got to go see his counselor. I said, what fucking counselor? She said, he got anger management issues. I'm like, he four.
Right. It's, called, it's called PTSD.
Yeah. Right. Nigga don't pay no bills. How the fuck he got anger management problem? The fuck is you talking about,
you're
bitch?
4 years old in management already. Yeah. He's going to be a CEO one day.
CEO of anger, yeah.
Is that the right word, anger management problem? So she's like, he got anger problem management. I don't know what the fuck she said. So I said, wait a minute.
Shit parent problem. That's
yeah. So I'm like,
you
I'm thinking about
this case. What you talking about?
Fuck you. See how we bring the funny to the darkest shit. So I'm sitting there thinking like, bitch, he angry because he living in one room and he ain't got no fucking, well, he ain't got no food. You up here cooking Roman noodles on a microwave. So, Roman numerals.
They was eating Roman numerals. Rocky 3, Rocky 4.
Every time I see the Super Bowl, I get hungry.
Yeah, Roman numerals. fuck yeah, okay. Raymond.
This shit tastes confusing.
So, make a long story short. So I said, Crystal, I said, look, he might not get out. I said, have you been to jail before? Oh, he get locked up all the time for armed robbery, but we going to beat this case. And I'm sitting there looking at, like, this got to be the dumbest nigga bitch I ever seen in my motherfucking life. Bitch, you gotta be the most stupidest, musty smelling, stanky cock ass hoe. This is what I'm saying to myself.
Stanky cock.
Oh, she had the baddest smelling pussy in the world. I mean, it was that pussy that a stick up couldn't kill. You know,
I miss stick ups.
You remember them stick ups?
No.
That they used to put inside the trash can to keep the odor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I wanted to put one between her legs.
They're Glade now.
Yeah, they Glade now. They sure is. So she is talking all this old hardcore nigga shit, and I'm not really understanding her because I speak Ebonics. I don't speak that trashy shit they be talking. I'm like, I'm confused.
You see now why white people are confused when you say something like that, because.
Yeah.
You were suspecting shit, yeah, what she was saying.
Shut the fuck up. So she just going shit the fuck up. So she going on and on and on and on. And I was like, look, I said, look, I got a house. Cause I by this time I don't talk to my husband. I'm fucking, you know, I get in the car, I'm heartbroken to see these kids that I raised 10 years like that on drugs, on dropped out, doing the same thing that I've done in my life. Then you have all these fucking kids and you hand this shit down to your kids. And so I'm really fucking heartbroken. And so these two kids and the little, you know, little boy on the floor playing. I was like, look, kid, look, Chris, I got a house. My daddy dead now. I got one side of my house I'm not even fucking using upstairs. You welcome to come live with me. And the little boy jumped up on his feet, no lie. He said, you got a house? Do you get put out? And I'm like, nigga, no.
Wow.
And that's the day he quit his job at anger management.
He was so excited to come live with Miss Pat.
No.
And now look. Nobody yelled at him to move the carpet up those stairs.
So that shit broke my heart. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, kid? He's like 4 years old. He said, you don't get put out. And so she's like, nah, I'm waiting on him to beat this case. I said, okay. So I went home and them kids stayed in the back of my mind just how fucked up they was and how dirty they was. And I was like, oh, I said, and I just kept saying to myself, I really cannot afford this. I said, but if somebody can save them now, this is the best chance to get them. They 2 and they 3 years old. If you can wipe if you can wipe this bullshit away, there'll be some good fucking kids. And so I go home and I tell my husband, I'm crying and shit, like, this is so fucked up. I don't know why poor motherfuckers always bringing kids into this world. It's such a hard time. And my husband just looking at me like, this bitch about to go get these motherfucking kids.
Nigga like, goddamn overtime.
So, you know, because it's just my husband upstairs when I'm gone and I got my two teenagers in the basement. But yeah, we good. I go home for Christmas, y'all, to celebrate Christmas with my family. And my niece called me. I used to tell a bit. And she said, my sister is homeless and she's staying with her boyfriend cousin. They said they had to go. So I get my niece on the phone and I said, well, why they putting you out? She said, she literally said, because my son be pissing the bed all the time. He be pissing out everybody's floor and shit. And they be getting us evicted. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the most ignorant bitch I ever seen in my life. You gonna put all of this shit on a baby who pissing people out?
Right.
And you ain't think about it. You got your life fucked up. So I go over, I pick them all up and the baby 2 weeks old because she done had the baby. The baby literally 2 weeks old. And they running around. I mean, I put them in the car. They musty. They Oh my God, it was the worst ride, 8-hour ride back home, because the mama smelled like a skunk and I could not get the odor off of her. I mean, I made her take a bath before we left, and it was like, I mean, nigga, when right gut can't kill the muffs, it's a problem. Right guard is the most strongest deodorant out there. Nigga, right guard kill roaches.
Make right guard anymore?
Yes.
That's what I went and bought, nigga. Right guard kill roaches. And right guard can't stop you from getting musty. And she just smelled like ass. And it's, and I'm not talking about her.
Yes, you are. You expressly are talking about her.
Well,
you just said.
Your mouth is moving. I'm hearing words that are coming out of your mouth.
It was like
you're just describing. You're not okay. Right. You're not,
you're not talking shit.
It's, I mean, and I could not get the odor out of her skin. And it was like after she,
Dion looked at me and just, he can't hold it together.
What are you laughing at?
The Chris's face when you keep talking about her.
I literally could not get the odor out of her skin for like a month. I mean, I damn near shaved her like she was about to have all over body surgery. I damn near shaved that bitch half. That's a bad one. I didn't know where the odor was coming from. And my daughter-in-law back there, she'll tell you, it was the most rank pussy I ever smelled in my life.
She's not willing to comment at this time. I just looked back for verification and she turned away.
It was real.
It was
fucking real. And so I get her back on her feet and I try to, you know, tell her, you know, it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. And she just wanted that ghetto ass life mentality. Like, yeah. She would literally, one time I left and I came back in the house and I heard her talking about me like a dog on the phone. After I said, bitch, are you crazy? But she liked that type of drama. She liked that. She called the hood to see who got shot. She wanted to know all the gossip in the hood. And I was like, if you don't separate yourself from this shit, you will never be able to grow.
Right.
And eventually she was like, bitch, I'm out of here. I choose to ghetto over my motherfucking kids. And she left.
It's terrible.
Which was the best thing ever. It wasn't terrible. Sometimes, you know, God sets you up for stuff for a reason. I mean, I think everything that ever happened to all of us is for a reason.
Right.
It really is.
I couldn't disagree more, but.
I mean, it's not. I think God chooses us for certain things. He know our strength, mm-hmm. And I guess my strength is helping other people, taking care of kids. Because who the fuck gonna just take on 4 kids?
Right.
Then my family was like, "You took them kids, so you can get welfare, bitch." That little $300 check they were trying to give a nigga, I don't want that shit.
Yeah.
Literally, that what they was trying to give me when I first got custody of them and Medicaid. And then when our president changed over, all that shit with fucking Medicaid and healthcare, all that shit went out of the window. So I had to put them on my healthcare.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? You just want for income tax return. Because you know nigga in the hood sell their kids social security numbers and shit.
Really?
Who the fuck's buying social security? See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, they working so hard to do dumb shit.
Yes. Yeah. You can literally sell your child for $1,500 a child in the hood, and that person can claim your child, and they'll get a bigger refund.
Little payday loan?
No, it ain't no payday loan. It's just that they've been doing that shit for years, and that's what they said. You just want tax return. I'm like, bitch, I wish I got a tax return.
So, like, if you're smart enough to figure out that loophole, you should be smart enough to
get a job.
Eventually, you would think that would build towards something.
Yeah.
To help you out of the situation. Because, like, being poor is so not fun. Like, it's the worst.
It is the worst.
Being hungry all the fucking time.
You ain't got to tell me, nigga. I miss many meals.
Being cold when it's wintertime. Being hot when it's summertime.
Not knowing what hot water is.
It's like, goddamn right. 12 niggas around one space heater. And I mean a little bit of heater just big enough for 1 foot to get warm.
Just the stress that I imagine that you grew up under in that life versus now.
Yeah, it was a lot of fucking stress. And
then for them to accuse you of
my family
trying to help those kids because you wanted a fucking tax return. Like, who the fuck's going to take care of somebody for fucking 11 months just so January can roll the fuck around and you get a check?
Well, it goes back to what she and I were talking on the phone the other day about travel, you know, and we talked about it briefly on the show here. It's like, so I was having a conversation with these people who run this charity where they pair bright young kids in poor neighborhoods or poor parts of the city or in rural areas with well-to-do mentors, you know, mm-hmm. and they try to pair like a white mentor with a black kid or a white kid with a black mentor. And the person said, you have no idea how much they change because they never thought like, wait, you can actually go eat at this restaurant? Like, you eat here every day? The mentor's like, yeah, and so can you if you just go and do this. Or
we need to take a break real quick.
Okay.
We'll come right back. We back from the break, y'all. I'm sorry, I had an emergency. What would you say now about
they were talking about how they take kids who have such a small worldview and introduce them to parts of the city that they never thought they could go to, or you taking your kids on vacations to places that they never knew. Like, it sounds like your family just has such a small worldview that, of course, this person just wants them for the tax returns because that's all I would use, as opposed to,
you ain't never been nowhere, right. You don't know nothing about.
Miss Pat has a life that you never could even possibly imagine.
Yeah, I mean, plus, they would say dumb shit. I want them for the food stamp. I never receive food stamp for these kids. I don't receive anything. And I told them, I said, bitch, I spent over $30,000 at Seven Learning Center for two kids that are not even mine, and I'm not even putting my business out there. I said, what I do for these kids is for these kids. Fuck their mama.
Yeah.
Fuck their mother. I mean, I don't have to do this. My kids are grown. My kids are good. My grandkids are good.
I don't think you should fuck her mother for pussy stank.
Yeah. Honestly. Man, I'm just saying, I don't do it for people to feel sorry for me. I don't ask nobody for nothing. I go out and I bust my ass. I do it because I love these kids, and I think every child deserves a solid foundation to start on. That's my true belief. You know, some kids do good things with a solid foundation to grow on. I mean, everybody don't need a fucking struggle to make them a good person in this world. That's why I stepped in and took these fucking four kids, which I didn't fucking want to take no goddamn four kids. At the time, my career started to take off, and I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with four kids? My daughter getting ready to go to college and shit, but the sacrifice that we made for these kids, because we love these kids. We grew to love these kids. Garyana chose to stay in the state to go to college. When Garyana graduated high school, she had all kind of motherfucking scholarships. She could have went anywhere she wanted to.
Yeah.
But Garyana chose to stay at the house because she said, I'm not going to leave my daddy here with four kids while you travel the world.
Yeah, we joke about Garyana, but like her care for these kids and the tutoring, like the four or five of them walked in and she's like mother hen, all right, everybody in the basement downstairs tutoring them right now. She takes great care of them.
She's
like
doing their homework.
Yeah, we tease her about staying in the basement, but she's really does great work for the kids.
I mean, and that's all she ever done since I got them. And I know it was a frustrating when I first got them. They were like, oh Lord, my kids always like, why you keep helping these people? I said, well, you can't save them all. You cannot save the world. If you got 30 people around you that fucked up, and God knows you can't save all 30 of them, but if you save 3 of them, you done fucking did your job.
Yeah.
If you change the mind of 3 of them, what their mentality is on this, about the real world, about getting a job, about going forward, about don't nobody owe you shit, then you have saved 3 good fucking people.
Right.
And I just try to teach people what I was taught. I remember when I first started to change my life, and from wanting to be on welfare and shit and just be old hood ass rat. And I noticed that I started to surround myself with educated people. If you didn't have a degree, I didn't want you as my friend.
Yeah.
If you didn't speak correct English, nigga, I needed to learn from you. The English that y'all hear now is because I learned from people who can speak. Just imagine what I was saying before I met them niggas. Yeah.
If you're trying to eat better in 2024, go ahead on and make it easy on yourself, y'all, with Factor. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service that sends chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. You heard me. I said right to your door. They take literally 2 minutes to prepare. Just heat them up in the microwave or on a skillet, and you are all set. No waiting in line at the grocery store no more. No chopping, no prepping, or cleaning up. Just awesome meals right when you want them. With over 35 meals to choose from every week, you have so much variety. And they even have vegan, vegetarian, protein plus, and calorie smart meals option. They never skip on flavor. Factor isn't just for dinner either. Get the convenience you love any time of the day with 55 add-on items each week, ranging from breakfast to dessert. Head on over to factormeals.com/patdown50 and press in the code patdown50 to get 50% off. That's code patdown50.
Who is that? We come here.
Sounds like somebody else has an anger management issue.
We were
come on up here.
We were actually praising you.
We were. I said very nice things about you.
We will. We're never going to do it again.
You'll have to listen.
I'm talking about when I first got the kids and how you made it. Come here. How you made the sacrifice, Garyana's
sacrifice.
Back.
That's me. They call me Garyana Sacrifice Lee. Stop it.
We about to sacrifice.
We was talking about the kid's mother.
Yes, the mother.
We was talking about the kid's mother.
Me, mother, Garyana. She's talking about me.
Well, who pussy they came out of?
Okay, that one. I don't know who that is.
Well, we was talking about, you know, how when I first got the kids and how we really didn't want the kids and why we did what we did for the kids.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something negative. I better come up here and snatch out your jaws, people. Okay, I'll go back downstairs. People gotta get
you. Don't want to give us your opinion on the kids?
They're children.
Well, what about their mother?
I don't know her. Never met her. If I saw her walking down the street, sorry to that woman. Don't know her. Okay.
Would you smell her?
Huh? I smelled fish before. I don't care about the smell of fish.
You just gonna chew the gum into the microphone?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's ASMR.
But so we was praising you on how you made a sacrifice to stay home to help your daddy with the kids while I go out and get my career going. Why did you do that?
Because he's old.
Jesus Christ. Not for the love of him. Just because he's old.
He's old.
Yeah, he been raising kids since he was like 20 years old. This is his fourth set of children. He's getting older. He fat. He got diabetes. The truth. That is the truth. And so he's aging, and now he has a house full of children, and she don't be pulling her weight around here. So somebody got to do it.
Cause I pull my weight.
Because you don't.
I go to work every week.
Okay, and that's all you do.
What do you mean that's all I do? That's hard work I do.
That is great, and that's all you do.
What else do I supposed to do, Gary? I'm never
You don't
home.
Know. You don't want to help nobody with their homework? I got five kids downstairs.
Them kids, I'm past my grade.
What? Nobody, none of these kids are even in eighth grade. Child? The highest child is fifth grade.
Just because only you practice. Was in eighth grade don't mean you had an eighth grade education.
I guess.
She said speckalicious. I'm going to just say, yeah. Well, let's not have her help with the homework.
Yeah.
Well, one of the kids are doing fractions, so I can do fractions. I was like, I tell y'all, ass up a fraction and Pat Man. I done told y'all about that. But I don't know what the fucking kid be right here doing. I can't get into that shit.
I have to watch YouTube videos to help.
No, Gary, you just graduated high school. You are in college.
Mama, you act like I did a lot in high school. Yeah. I'm not going to lie on myself. I missed 125 days by the time I graduated. I held the record.
One year or total?
Oh, I missed the highest I missed in a year is 108 absences.
You didn't go to school 100 days.
We go to school 182 days.
Yeah. You ain't missed no fucking 100.
I had 100. And they, you remember?
And what?
Huh? Absences. I would either show up late or leave early all the time.
So that's not absences.
And some, they count them as absences because I was not in the class where I was supposed to be at.
Gary, don't tell people how bad of them. I was not that type of mother.
She let me stay at home. I'd be like, Mama, I'm staying at home. She'd be like, okay.
But I'm not dumb. My senior year, I lived with my aunt because I got kicked out of my mom's house. And my aunt would be like, you going to school today? And sometimes I'd be like, nah, I'm not. I don't feel like it. She'd be like, okay. She wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's all.
Sometimes you just needed. No, I didn't miss 125 goddamn days.
I counted them as mental health days. I couldn't do a 5-a-day week. I had to take out at least 2 days for my own mental stability, and so I didn't go around slapping white kids. You see, I was trying to humble myself. So I was doing it for the betterment of the community in the long run. Think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Mm. You was gonna slap white kids?
These little girls came so close almost every day to getting
a lot of options.
Did they bully
either.
You?
Bully? You got to understand something. In fifth grade, I was 5 foot seven. I wore a size 8 in man's shoe. Nobody was touching me. Absolutely nobody.
To this day, that still reigns supreme.
Yep. Yep. Nobody was messing with me in middle school or in elementary school or in high school. I was taller than all the boys until they got a growth spurt.
Oh, you remember when I told you I met that man on the plane and we got to talking and I told him who I was. Mm. And he was like, "You're Garyana's mother." And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I have a picture from third grade of Garyana." And I was like, "What? You kidding?" And he literally went through his photo album and dad's Garyana in the third grade, bigger than the teacher. You could tell her daddy fucking dressed her. She got on some fucking shorts as pants because they all the way down to her knees. I think they was his shorts. She had on the shorts.
I had on a long pair of jeans.
There were no jeans.
They were boot cut.
Them was shorts.
I had them Wrangler boot cuts on. You ain't never seen such, and K-Swishes. You ain't never seen such fashion.
Oh,
them girls are shaking.
She looked like a fucking grown ass man in the third grade. She had her hair in a ponytail. I was like, who the fuck sent her to school like that? It was her daddy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I always been bigger than everybody, so nobody ever.
She was so big.
Another strike on your parenting for her to go to school like that and let them take a picture.
I didn't know. I was out on the road at the time. I think I was out on the road with Cat Williams, and she was in the third grade. And Garrett didn't give. He didn't have a clue what to do with her. He didn't have a fucking clue. I remember when she started her period, and he would call me up, and he was like, "She bleeding." I'm like, "Well, what the fuck happened to her? Put a Band-Aid on." He's like, "She bleeding in at the other end." I said, "Oh, her period came on." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, what do I do?" I said, "Go get her some Kotex." He said, "Well, where do I buy baby Kotex from?" I said, "Nigga, that pussy's real. Ain't no such thing, no baby Kotex." He's like,
Baby Kotex gets you locked up immediately. You walk into the store and say, "Where the baby Kotex at?" They take your ass to jail.
He was like, "She used what you use?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, how do I tell her what to put on?" I said, "Just give it to her and tell her put it between her legs." Did he tell you how to use it?
I already knew everything. I actually already had some because they gave some to like the fifth grade class, and they gave you like your "Just Around the Corner" video, "Just Around the Corner." And so he just
in fifth grade they showed us the movies. So the boys would go to one area, the girls would come to the other, and then the girls would like sneak back in. They were hiding stuff under their shirt. They were not supposed to tell the boys what they had. So they were all just like sneaking in, hiding their Tampax, and we're like, "What?" And we had no clue what was going on.
You get tampons. You only got pads. You got some deodorant because, you know, these girls be stanky. And you had like an informational like flip guide that was basically like,
how much money do this fucking school system out here got to give away Kotex? Nigga, nobody ever told nobody. I remember
they branded that. Look at that.
I remember going to section ed class.
I thought you said section
eight
class.
That is what I heard.
No,
I was like, "What?"
It's a course about how to pimp the system.
When you're going through sex ed at 12, then you're going to section eight class.
do you need housing for your children?
Fuck yeah!
This is how you fill out your section eight form.
What is it called? Sex ed.
Sex ed. We didn't have sex ed.
Well, we had sex ed, and they would show the boys and the girl. You stay in the same room, and the teacher would pull down this old ass picture of this dick in the vagina, and it was a little dick.
Yeah,
and she would have a little mark, and this is the penis, and all of this, the labia, and is all that shit. And
she didn't learn none of that.
The LeBronses.
Anyway.
These are the lungs and the balls.
These are what? Get off my goddamn sofa. What'd you say?
She said these are the Lonzo balls.
What the fuck is the Lonzo balls?
Lonzo Ball is a basketball player.
He's a basketball player.
Oh, so anyway, she would be pointing this stuff like that. And I remember sitting in that class. I was so fucking miserable. And it had to be like sixth grade, seventh grade, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, "Oh, this bitch get on my nerve." I'll never forget, her name was Miss Allen. I fucking hated her. And so I tried to be funny. I was like, "The penis on it, they don't really show you a big penis that erected or that's hard. They show you the little shit." And I said, "Miss Allen, my boyfriend dick don't look like that." She said, "Get out, bitch. Get out." And she put me in the hallway. I was like, "I don't need this shitty ass class anyway. I'm already pregnant. You can't teach me shit."
Oh my God.
That's how awful my life was. It's
probably accurate. You couldn't teach you shit.
No. Not with a grown man fucking you. So I was already pregnant. I was like, I'm just telling y'all, dicks don't look like that. They not that small.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's life.
Did you ever have to like watch a documentary about like no, never mind.
Documentary about what?
Well, we had to watch like it wasn't even a documentary. It was a Lifetime movie.
Her life was a fucking documentary. Okay? This is where they made the documentaries.
Yeah. So never mind. It was a Lifetime movie about abusive relationships because we had to learn about abusive relationships and how to spot the signs. But I've heard about your relationship, so obviously you did not see this movie, and so shouldn't even bring it up.
Nobody told us about boys hitting you and stuff like that. Because my mama used to preach. My mama literally used to say, "If a nigga don't hit you, he don't love you." So I thought every black guy came with a hood.
Beautiful. That was romantic. Well, I'm going back downstairs. Got to help these kids with their math. Bye.
Well, we appreciate you stopping back in, Gary.
Thank you. You're welcome. You know, I appreciate my community service.
Well, thank you, Gloriana.
Oh, my God. You saw that.
Garanna, I posted it. Garanna, are you ready to date?
Date who? No.
A boy.
I'm good on that.
Why? You don't want
to
date?
Everybody seems poor to me. I don't. Not only poor in money, just poor in... poor in class, poor in education. I'm not interested. These boys are dumb.
Started from the bottom, now you're here.
So what are you going to do?
Maybe if I was dumber, I could be tricked into something like Kiera.
She came from the basement with the guns full blazing.
I can't care. Your boyfriend just stupid. You kind of dumb for choosing him, but you ain't care.
You chose a good one, Kiera. Now Kiera's a good guy.
She can't even believe that. I sympathize.
So do you see yourself getting married, having kids one day?
No, I don't want kids.
You don't want you do you see yourself getting some dick?
Don't say it.
Huh?
I don't see myself getting I don't believe in the institution of marriage. I don't necessarily believe in dating. So I'm pretty good right now.
So what you gonna do about some dick?
Do
you want some?
I guess when it comes, if it comes up one day. I made it funny. Maybe one day.
You know when you get some dick, it's going to run you crazy, right?
Mm.
The older you get, the crazier you get.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. So that's why you kind of.
I don't know why y'all try to play me as a dumb
You never
hoe.
Heard of dick whipped?
Yeah.
Babe, not going to be me.
Yeah. Oh. I'll say that.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Gary, I'm telling you, when sex.
I don't love these hoes. I cannot form intimate, close bonds with others.
The longer you wait, and this happened to me, the first person that comes along that'll fuck you, you're like in love, and it's the exact wrong person because you don't have experience. You need to get on Tinder.
It's not
right
like
now.
I don't have the option. I don't want to. All these weirdos be in my DM all the time. And do I care? It's a no.
So, but you should, I mean, I'm just saying, because I'm, you.
Mama, what? You want grandchildren? Because you're not like a good grandma.
I am a good grandmother. You ain't got to have no fucking kids. But I'm saying, okay. If you don't test out a few dicks now on this run to get to the good dick, you're going to choose the wrong dick.
Mama, I'm not going to choose anybody. Did you just hear the part? I do not form intimate bonds with others. I do not want to be in a relationship.
I know, but who going to
with
fuck?
Nobody. Okay. I don't eat meat. Okay, you guys aren't getting what I'm saying, but it's all good.
We're going to set you up on a date.
I don't want to date nobody. You are poor to me. You are dumb to me. Stay in your lane. Stay in your poor dumb people lane. Swerve over to my lane, baby. I am in a Prius. Don't come in here.
A Prius is not a good car.
It's fuel efficient.
It's fuel efficient. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, Gary.
I'm trying to save the environment.
So can we set you up on a date?
No, not at all.
Why not?
I don't like talking to others.
Wow. So you never see guys on TV that you think is cute?
You got a celebrity crush?
No. Who?
You're chewing the gum again.
You're welcome.
Stop it. You don't have a celebrity crush?
Not at all. I could be.
What's that?
I asked if she's asexual, where you just don't have sexual feelings at all. You're just kind of like Paula Poundstone, the comedian. She says she's asexual. She just has no interest in dating.
Paula Poundstone look like a little boy, so you gonna be asexual and wouldn't want nobody to fuck you. I mean, that's the people who say they celibate. You celibate because don't nobody want to fuck your ass.
Wow.
As soon as a dick come along, you break your celibacy.
Celibacy. Syllabus. You break your syllabus. The class syllabus.
Y'all gonna stop picking at my fucking French.
The syllabus says you're having sex this semester.
You are making words way harder than they got to be.
So people don't be celibate for real. I'm celibate because don't know you don't because you're trying to let your pussy tighten up. That's why you really celibate. I know why my friends be saying they celibate because they have taken so much dick within the last 6 months. They got to let their muscles rest and
cleanse.
Come back together.
They go on a dick cleanse.
Yeah, they on a dick cleanse.
Girl, I went on this pussy retreat.
Yeah, that's all it's up going. They trying to let the pussy heal. Because so many motherfuckers done stepped off in it like a motherfucking escalator. So, the fuck is you laughing at?
Just picturing a line of dicks going up the escalator into the pussy.
Yeah. So they need a break. So and you ain't no fucking celibate. You just don't. You either trying to let your pussy muscles tighten up, or don't nobody.
There are some people though who have had bad sexual experiences and they feel like they don't need sex anymore. That happens too.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody's like you, Mama.
Dick is delicious. Get ready. What? Not everybody had good experiences.
Some people have had really horrible sexual experiences, I'm assuming.
I have too. I had crabs, gonorrhea, and fleas.
And yet you returned.
Yeah. I didn't say the sex wasn't good while you were catching the STDs. They was interested. It wasn't bad.
It's hard to have bad sex. It really is. Like you... for a woman, it must not be.
My daughter-in-law said...
Scarred.
Kier said, no, it ain't. It ain't bad to get no bad dick. Oh, no, it ain't.
See,
I mean, there's some days when you don't like a motherfucker, you just let them be like, I wish this motherfucker would get off of me with his bad breath, no side teeth, cock eye.
Oh my gosh, you talking about Nakia. Is that how you feel?
I am not talking about Nakia. I never slept with Nakia.
He cock eye. He ain't got no back teeth. He ain't.
He is not cock eye.
Okay. Does he see straight?
I mean, you just some days you just don't want no man on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You literally don't want your vagina to get dirty like that. You're like, I want to go 2-3 days without watching my pussy. If you touch it, I got to wash it every day for the next 6 weeks.
Yikes.
Yeah. Whoever that is, stop fucking them immediately. If you got to wash it every day for 6 weeks after having sex with one person.
You're supposed to wash it every day.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, if you have to.
Yeah. I mean, do you skip baths?
Never. I don't leave the house until I've taken a shower.
Look at that. That's different for white people. We feel so proud of him.
Do you skip baths?
Me?
Yeah.
If you got to think about it, you do.
I probably do.
I do when I'm
because sometimes I wake up and I go to sleep.
Yeah, if I'm on the weekend.
Oh, especially
if you're not going nowhere, why the fuck?
I got some friends that take a bath every night before they get in bed with their husband. Fuck that shit. I used to tell this bitch. Bit, I'll wash it if you want it. And I'm going to sleep. I'm not wasting my water for no to clean up no pussy that you ain't even gonna touch.
Right.
And it's not necessary that if you go to sleep and you took a bath, you're gonna have a better night's sleep. I'm gonna sleep regardless. I don't give a fuck what's going on around me. The wind can be blowing. I mean, clean skin don't make me feel better. I grew up with motherfucking sleeping on dirty skin, so I'm used to this shit.
Sleeping on dirty skin, not dirty mattresses, dirty floors.
They had to sleep on top of each other. It's my night for y'all to sleep on top of me.
And is that time to wrap up? With that, we're going to wrap it up with the dirty skin. Chris is really sick today, y'all. He is sneezing. I hope you don't give us none of that bullshit you done brought over here because we don't want that shit.
I wanted to cancel so bad, but both of you showing up to podcast sick. So I was like, I got to tough it through. I got to be a tough little white boy.
Well, we appreciate you, Chris.
Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
You so sick that you literally turn. You look like Santa Claus in the face.
Look how little pink my nose is and around my nostrils.
Yeah, but we was going to do 3, but we're going to do 2 because he got to get the fuck up out of here with them white people diseases.
Cortez.
You, wait a minute. You ain't got that corona shit, do you?
I've got the Kung Flu. Oh,
yeah, I want you to have that corona shit. You know, I was thinking about that coronavirus that they got out. I bet you some stupid-ass person in Mississippi think the coronavirus is Mexicans coming to America to drink beer.
Yep.
I bet you anything.
Yeah.
Because when I first heard the coronavirus, I'm like, they just giving out beer? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, what's going on with all this corona
they
giving away?
What's wrong with the beers we got?
I was just thinking. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Then I realized, I read the other day that they think these people are getting that from eating bat stomach.
Bat stomach.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
I
just
hope
see,
you are wrong.
I heard it too. Yeah,
you heard
eating
bat
bats. I heard there was something to do with bats. Is where it came from. They were eating bats.
They were eating.
Did
you
ever watch that movie Contagion?
Oh, Contagion
with Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that started. I think it was bat shit caused that disease in that movie.
Yeah, the whole he came home from one of those countries on the plane.
The white. What was it? Gwyneth Paltrow.
I think in that movie.
She came,
was that
she,
the one with Dustin Hoffman?
No, that's Outbreak.
Okay, that's Ebola.
That was good.
Yeah,
I have both of them. But anyway, Contagion. This chef didn't wash his hands.
Yeah,
the pig had ate some bat shit, and she ate the pig, and then she had sex with this dude, and then she came back home, and Matt Damon is in the movie. He and the daughter were immune. But it spread and killed everybody because of the bats. They traced it back to the bats.
Yeah, she was having a fam.
Mm-hmm. And so people got to stop fucking with bats, man.
Nope.
They're not. Bat shit
they're not
is
eatable.
Edible. Yeah.
Don't be eating no fucking bat. Don't
bats
want no
carry
bat
diseases feet in their shit that will literally kill you. Like, those people that go fucking exploring in caves, they come out. If the cave don't kill you, it's the bat shit. Bat shit is dangerous. That's why they say you bat shit crazy.
Yep.
That's where bat shit crazy came from?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so don't drink Corona.
Yeah. Well, why would they name it Corona? The Corona ain't have shit to do with the bat shit. They should be calling that a bat shit crazy disease.
I don't know.
Virus. That should be called bat shit crazy virus.
Just stay out of Wu-Tang China. That's all I got to say.
That's where it's at?
China. Wuhan.
Wuhan.
Wu-Tang.
Oh, Wuhan. Sorry.
Wu-Tang is a
is a black rapper.
Right. Oh, my
so
bad.
So now you're going to put it on us, huh? So what they was over there doing, sucking black dick, and that ain't sick. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up then. Don't eat bat. Don't eat no bat stomach. And Chris is sick today. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. We truly appreciate y'all from the bottom of our heart this week.